Welcome to North Valley's devotional podcast for January 6th, 2021. Today we'll be reading from Genesis 1, 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The holy writings of the Judeo-Christian tradition start with this statement. As Julie Andrews sings in Sound of Music, let's start at the very beginning, a very good place to start. When folks were inspired to put sacred story on the page, they agreed that the beginning, or at least as far back as they could conceive of, was the place to start. They, of course, had a choice of where to start. Most biblical scholars believe that the combination of stories, laws, and poetry existed only as oral tradition until the 5th or 6th century BCE, meaning, when it came time to write it all down, there were choices to be made about what order the stories should go in. There were also choices about which oral tradition, of which there are many, including the Yahwehist, Eloist, Deuteronomist, and priestly traditions. This variety of oral traditions explains why there are differing accounts of the same events, or differing emphasis or understanding in the stories, like there is in Genesis 1 and 2. As scripture comes into a written format, these scribes have to make decisions about how and what of the oral tradition is represented, and how to combine these sacred stories into a cohesive text. For them, the oral traditions were accurate. Oral tradition has a bad rep in modern times, with folks often citing that oral traditions can easily change with each telling. Details can be altered whether intentionally or not. This, of course, ignores that the written word can be altered too, with each subsequent reprinting, and that it, like oral tradition, has a source with a bias and perspective. Oral tradition through most of human history, including the majority of Christian tradition, as most of the faithful were illiterate until about 1500, meaning Christianity was effectively communicated as an oral tradition, even as there were written texts. John Foley, a leading scholar on oral tradition, says this, "Oral tradition never was the other we accused it of being. It never was primitive, preliminary technology of communication we thought it to be. Rather, if the whole truth is told, oral tradition stands out as the single most dominant communicative technology of our species, as both a historical fact and, in many areas still, a contemporary reality." Much more can be said about the importance and reliability of the oral tradition. However, it is most important to note that scripture rising from oral tradition does not make it untrustworthy. Indeed, oral tradition often is able to engage the community in more intimate and organic ways. These stories are the stories of the community, and they live because the community continues to breathe life and vitality into them. Oral tradition is often much more holistic than written tradition, because rather than standing outside of our experience, it merges our current lives with the tradition. The story is told because it is inherently applicable. There's a lot that can be said about how the written tradition of Scripture is formed and forms us, but a question arises on how we might get back to the oral tradition behind the written word. The written word sometimes allows us to hold Scripture at arm's length. It's easy to think these are not our stories, our laws, or letters written to us, but to others in a different time and context. The invitation is to allow these stories to shape and form us, not as codified and inflexible masters, but as stories that reveal the nature and character of God and of humans. Getting back to the beginning, a place where we started but didn't linger, this scripture and subsequent story of the nature of creation invites us into an understanding of reality. Not a scientific, this is how it happened, which of course was never the oral tradition's primary point. Rather, this is who made it happen. This is the reason behind it. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, and all the stories that take place here are rooted in the reality that we live in and are God's creation. The invitation is simple. Are we willing to enter into the written word as if it's inherently applicable to our lives? Are we willing to try to understand these stories of people's experience of God, of trying to be faithful, of living life, despite the differences of time and culture, as a universal experience of relationship between human and divine that we are immersed in? Can we enter into this invitation with a clear understanding that we are and live in God's creation? Some questions for today. What stories resonate in your life? Why? How would you describe your relationship to Scripture? Are there stories from Scripture that you can immerse yourself in?